American woman. It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so appreciate each and every one of you. And I appreciate all of you who are listening. It is important that we talk about these issues. And today, strive for excellence, take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. And thank you to this great team that I get to work with. And that's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting for their support and their hard work. I so appreciate each and every one of you, Steve. As we were talking in our pre-call, producer Steve, we have so much work to do. As we look at the headlines that Patty has pulled, my heart has just been heavy as we recognize 9/11 this weekend, and just what we see happening both at the state level here and, well, the local and state and national level in our country. And I think that I finally have realized I have to name it. I've been concerned. I'm like, I don't want to name it, but we now have a fascist government, both in our state and in our country. And it is a government that is trying to destroy the everyday hardworking middle-class American. And we have to actually finally recognize that, because if we don't acknowledge the enemy, we can't figure out how to fight it, Steve.
Well, I think I use the phrase Pandora's box, and I hate to give him any name recognition here, but a recent political figure said elections have consequences, and now we're looking at them.
True that. However, I think that as we look back at this last election, the American people showed up, and we now realize that there's been a bunch of shenanigans that have been going on. People have said, well, if there's proof, where is it? And just think about how this whole thing came down, though. The election occurs. Donald Trump has won on election night. But then we start to see all of these things happen. But it takes time to actually build that case. And it takes time to get to the proof. And the great thing about it is there are people that are working to do that. And the proof is right around the corner. So, yes, elections have consequences. And that is that's true. For sure. But we have got to get to a point, Steve, where we have free, fair, and honest elections. And there's people that are working on that. And I think that the veil is going to come off. I think that's why, Steve, that we see happening right now in Washington, D.C. at warp speed to get ram stuff through. Did you see the headline that Patty pulled, that there's, 27 days that Pelosi's going to be trying to really ram things through, not read them? And let's see, who was it I was talking to? Somebody is trying to push, I can't remember which congressman it is, but they are trying to push legislation through that says that every congressman or every senator has read the legislation that they are debating on, and they have to sign it and say that they read it. I think that is brilliant, because that will slow things down significantly. And I can't remember who's doing that, though, Steve.
Well, I wish him all the luck, or success, not luck, success on that one. And then, you know, riding over all this, something that just popped up, the debt ceiling. They're going to vote probably by mid-October on raising the debt ceiling. And this is a fool's game, always has been a fool's game in my mind.
Well, it creates inflation. And as I was looking for quotes last week, I found this quote that Lenin had said. And he said, basically, the way that they will get rid of the middle class is through taxes and inflation. And that is what we are seeing occur right now. So, my friends, we are in the battle for America. And that is why this week is amazing. It begins today, and that is U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. And it ends on Sunday. The main event is on Saturday. They have a great parade. And then Joshua Dunn, who is an expert, he's a college professor at University of Colorado Springs, CU. And he will be talking about the Constitution. It's going to be just great. I'll be there as the MC. Go to Grand Lake U.S. ConstitutionWeek.com for more information, because we need to celebrate and understand this amazing document. And I love the people at Grand Lake, Colorado. It's an all-volunteer event, and it's truly an American event. And my gosh, we have got to understand this Constitution, because it is what has protected everyday men and women to be free, to pursue their life, their liberty, and their happiness. And so anyway, it's a great event, Steve, and I'm just excited to be part of that. And wanted to just, let's run over here to, we're going to be talking with three school board members, or school board candidates in the third and fourth segment. And I am seeing something that is so encouraging, is so many people are realizing that we can't leave it to somebody else. We have to step up and do something. And so we'll be talking with three women who are stepping forward to one for re-election and the other two new candidates for, let's see, it's School District 49, which is down in Falcon. I can't wait to talk with them, Steve.
Is that part of the greater Colorado Springs School District?
You know, we'll have to ask them. I don't know quite how that's all. I think that's part of it, but we'll have to ask them just to clarify that.
I mean, I'm not slamming anybody down there, but I just didn't see his Falcon as being that large. But okay, we'll see.
Well, every school board seat is so important. And thank you to all of you who are stepping forward to run for school board right now. So let's go to, well, first of all, I know that you all know this, but if you're a new listener, you know that we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something is a good idea, Joe Biden, you don't have to force people to do it. You should be able to engage in the battle of ideas and encourage people to do that. And then people should be free to make the choice with what they want to do.
I had my mic turned off so you couldn't hear me laugh when you specifically called him out. That made me involuntarily laugh out loud.
Let's go over to our quote for today. And this is from William Arthur Ward. He was born in 1921. He died in 1994 and was one of America's most quoted writers of inspirational maxims. He had more than 100 articles, poems, and meditations written by Ward that were published in such magazines as Reader's Digest, This Week, The Upper Room, Together, The Christian Advocate, The Adult Student, The Adult Teacher, The Christian Home, The Phi Delta Kappan, The Science of the Mind, The Methodist Layman, Sunshine, and Ideals. His column, Pertinent Proverbs, had been featured in the Fort Worth Telegram and in numerous service club publications throughout the United States and abroad. So pretty cool. And I grew up Methodist, and I always remember having that devotional, The Upper Room. Had you ever heard of that, Steve?
Oh, yeah. How do I say this correctly? In the growing up formative years, it was a Methodist church for me, too.
I didn't know that. That is so interesting. Now it's instead of about the gospel, the leadership there is really about social justice. So I'm no longer Methodist because of that. But anyway, Inspiration Wisdom by William Arthur Ward. He said, blessed is he who has learned to admire, but not envy, to follow, but not imitate, to praise, but not flatter, and to lead, but not manipulate. I thought that was pretty darn great, Steve.
A little bit of a takeoff on the Beatitudes, but yeah, good, good quote.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Which headline? I mean, there's just headline after headline on Joe Biden's fascism. And, of course, it's not just Biden. It's the Harris, Biden, Obama, Rice, Jarrett, and the list goes on. I think there's a song like that, The List Goes On.
Sonny and Cher, the beat goes on, but, you know, go ahead.
First thing, though, I need to make sure that I mention this every day, because people reach out and they say, now, what was that? Because all of this stuff that Biden is doing is against Colorado law, of which Governor Polis signed this last May 21st, 2021. It was Senate Bill 21-142. It is E when you're looking for that, if you pull the bill. And it says, Section E, it says, every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. Now, when the government is enforcing using coercion or interference with your employer to affect your health decisions, I would think that that also would fall underneath this, Steve.
I'm sorry, I just got a text, so and it was from our researcher, so I didn't hear what you just said.
Okay. No, I was just talking about this. Well, what I said is this says every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. And if the government is trying to use coercion or interfere by saying to the employer that they have to force employees to do something, I think that that would also be unlawful. Under this Senate Bill 21-142, there's all kinds of other things out there why this would be unlawful as well. But you said you got something from Patty. Is it something I need to know?
No, it's just her wisdom and counsel behind the scenes. So carry on.
Okay. It looks like Biden is going to go to the UN and make a presentation this week to actually even try to make affect things throughout the world regarding this COVID-19 experimental drug vaccine. And I would really encourage all of you, if you're not signed up for our weekly newsletter, to do so, because we have some great op-eds. And Pam Long has written a very important op-ed, which we rolled out, and it is now on the website. And that is this bait and switch on the Comirnaty, Pfizer's Comirnaty vaccine. That vaccine is actually not really readily available. And so when you hear that the Pfizer vaccine has been approved by the FDA, it's not the one that everybody is taking. And so she's written a really important piece. It's called The Insidious Nature of Pfizer's Vaccine Bait and Switch. And I would highly recommend that you check that out. But as we go through this headline, one other thing before we get to break is this is from the Epoch Times. And it says that the members of Congress, federal judges, staffers are exempt from the vaccine mandate. And as last Thursday, President Joe Biden unveiled two executive orders that could mandate vaccinations from the CCP, virus for millions of working Americans in both the public and private sphere. But absent from these mandates are similar requirements for members of Congress, federal judges, or their staffers. And if you look further down in the article, let's see, it says it does not, but it does not include in the executive orders mandates for members of federal employees in the legislative or judicial branches, including members of Congress, their staffers, as well as federal judges and other court employees. Earlier in the year, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about requiring that members of Congress be vaccinated. She said public health officials are encouraging wearing masks indoors, Pelosi began. She continues, so here's the thing. We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. It's just not what we do. So this whole thing is for thee, but not for me. That is the elitism at its peak, and people don't like that. I think that Gavin Newsom, hopefully tomorrow, he will be recalled, and Larry Elder will be elected as the new governor in California. And the thing that I see that really has made people mad is when he went to that, he closed down all the restaurants, then he went to a very expensive restaurant with, actually, I think it was one of the medical lobbyists as well, and very expensive dinner, but everybody else was closed down and they couldn't go anywhere. People don't like that, Steve.
Well, they don't, and I'm thinking, geez, you know, there's this word, audacity, and it comes in different shapes and sizes, but I can hear lately we're seeing audacity at a level that we, you know, most people can't even imagine. But is it, you know, the perversion of the golden rule, them's that make the rules, or them's that has the gold makes the rules.
Well, that's what they think right now, and that's why it is important. All these people stepping up, we have to get take great comfort in that. We're going to go to break, though. And before we do that, Hooters Restaurants has been a great partner of mine for many, many years. And I got to know them when I was on city council. And actually, it was really a freedom question of legitimate businesses being able to come in and compete in the market. And because of that, we became friends, and they really have been a great partner of this, both my shows, for quite some time. Football has started, and they do have football specials. So they have some dine-in football specials, and those are typically when football's being played. And then they also have some to-go specials. So go to my website and KimMunson.com and click on my sponsors tab, and you will see all of my sponsors there. I highly recommend each and every one of them. I know them. And click on the Hooters tab. You'll get all their specials there. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll go through some more of our headlines, and then we'll be talking with three women who are stepping forward to run for school board in, School District 49. We'll be right back.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check that out. Patty, I remember who it was. It's Adam with Open the Books that was doing that petition that all congressmen and women and senators have to sign something that says that they've actually read the legislation before they pass it. And my gosh, that would be great, because that would slow all kinds of terrible things down. And so that's Adam. We had him on last Monday, and we're going to get him on again because he did such a great job. I'm trying to find the headline here, Steve. Oh, no. First of all, it was Wall Street Journal, Transforming America in 17 Days. It's by the editorial board, and it talks about what Pelosi's going to try to do in the next 17 days. And I guess I should just mention a few of those things. They're trying to pass this, you know, this huge spending bill. Some of the things: a universal paid leave mandate administered by the Treasury that provides up to 12 weeks of family and medical leave for all workers, including those self-employed, at up to 85% of their weekly pay. Not sure how they're going to pay for that. A new employer 401k mandate saying that employers will be required to automatically enroll their employees or pay an excise tax. And that would be 6%, increasing up to 10%. Do you know how much that's going to cost employers? So what's, you might call that the new unemployment mandate there. It says it creates a new civil penalties of up to $50,000 per violation for what they call unfair labor practices, which would now include misclassifying workers as independent contractors. And it said Medicare would expand to cover dental, vision, and hearing benefits. Steve, there's no way that this is ever going to work. They are trying to break our country.
How many things that you just mentioned, you say it almost daily, if something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it. But every one of those things you just read off had the big stick.
The big stick. And then another headline I wanted to get to here is, this is from, let's see, Yahoo News. The U.S. producer prices jump an unprecedented 8.3% in August. Inflation at the wholesale level climbed 8.3% last month, the biggest annual gain since the Labor Department started calculating the 12-month number in 2010. Says the Labor Department reported that its producer price index, which measures inflationary pressures before they reach consumers, rose 0.7% last month from July after increasing 1% in both June and July. Says inflation has been stirring as the economy group recovers. I can't believe that's what they're saying. That's what it is. From last year's brief but intense coronavirus recession. Says supply chain bottlenecks and a shortage of workers have pushed prices higher. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell has called the price spikes temporary. We'll see. And he's warned of the dangers of the central bank raising its benchmark interest rate prematurely. I find that very interesting that they do not actually put the blame for this where it needs to be, and that is directly with the Biden administration and what they have done to shut down our economy and what they have done to shut down our energy sector. And when people go to the pump and you fill your car up with gas, we haven't even gotten into the wintertime where we're going to try to heat our homes. And just think about that, 8.3%. Nobody's getting those kind of raises, or very few people are getting those kind of raises right now. So we get to this point, we've talked about it, is stagflation. And stagflation takes away hope of people, because even as they work harder and harder, the money they bring home can't keep up without how the prices are increasing. And this is all because of public policy, my friends. It's all because of public policy. This economy was going to great new highs before the coronavirus reaction disruption and shut down our economy. And it is very possible for us to get this thing turned around. But that is why elections really, really matter. Every election matters. And as I was thinking about it this morning, Steve, it was almost somewhat overwhelming when I went through the headlines with all the force that the Biden administration is using. To come in and say that you have to get a vaccination in order to work, when maybe you've already had the coronavirus, so you have the antibodies, or you do have a religious reason why you don't want that, or a medical reason. And there are people that have compromised immune systems, and this may not be a good thing. To come in and make a blanket statement like that, when the survival rate is over 99.9% for people 70 and under, and I think it's 95% for people 70 and over. And many of those are the elderly that have all kinds of different health issues. To come in and mandate this and say, if you don't get it, you can't work. I mean, we are now in a fascist society right now, Steve. We've got to push back on this.
Well, I'm sorry. I was on the phone with one of our guests. We talked about this a little bit in our pre-call, and I would throw it out to you now. Obviously, the administration thinks it's a good idea to now let's join arms, link arms with corporate America to bring these mandates down. And not that I don't think they're serious, but could this be a bluff? And let's use my former employer, United Airlines, as an example, because they're leading the way in this. How far are they willing to go? How many of their knowledgeable or skilled or trained people are they willing to say, we're going to cut loose before they impact the operation of the airline? In other words, are they cutting off their nose despite their face?
Well, one has to wonder, are they really willing to put themselves out of business? Of course, what they probably all think is, hey, we're going to get another bailout from the government. But quite frankly, there is no money left for any more bailouts. We need to get an economy that is a real economy where people are actually trading value for value and they're working and with the dignity of work. And I also think, again, that we're in a very difficult time right now, but I think that we might see the entrepreneurial spirit of Americans start again. They're like, okay, well, maybe I'll go over here. Of course, there's all kinds of rules, regulations, or whatever, but I'll start my whole new business here. And maybe I'll start a competing fill in the blank. I think that is where we're going to have to go. So all of you, I know it seems overwhelming out there. And so I ask you to do something. And I would love it if you would help me. There are two things that I am working on defeating and that is this first 55% sales tax increase in my hometown of Lone Tree, Colorado. It is a penny. They say, oh, it's just a penny. But if a penny here, a penny there, the way to actually grow tax revenues is to grow the economy. And yes, we are coming out of the shutdown. And again, I saw elected representatives that didn't work really hard to get some of these to get our businesses open, that they actually stood by and said, oh, some business is essential and some isn't. That makes no sense. And so we need to make sure that the city of Lone Tree tightens their belt. They've been spending money on capital projects that, for example, the pedestrian bridge that was almost $7 million. And I think they need to pull that back. And then they also have some special deals that they've done with some different retailers and some different entities. And I think that those need to be reassessed as well. So if you want to help me defeat that, you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com. And then the other thing is, and I'm making presentations on this on a regular basis, and that is LEAP. It's this Learning, Enrichment, and Academic Progress Plan. And it is basically a new marijuana, a retail marijuana tax, quote unquote, for the children. And it's why this is one of the first things, why this is really, really bad, is it puts in place an unelected, unaccountable board that they're not accountable to the voters, to the legislature, or to the Department of Education or the Board of Education. And it's a 9-member board, and they make all the decisions. They actually can increase taxes, and they get to pick their own replacements. So you talk about fascism. And the frustrating component of it is we have people on both sides of the aisle that are endorsing this. And we've got some good folks on there, and they were sold this. I can't think that they read it, that this would actually be a step towards more freedom in education, as far as maybe a step towards vouchers, because what this program would do is it would take this money and then parents could choose after school programs. The trick is the board chooses all the vendors, so the money never touches the family. And who knows what vendors they're going to select. And so I would, I highly recommend, just because if we believe in representative government, an unelected, unaccountable board of 9 members that make all the decisions and they choose their replacements, what could go wrong with that? So if you would like to help me with that as well, please reach out to me at kim@kimmunson.com. Both these things are going to be on the ballot this November. The ballots are going to drop in about a month. We've got a lot of work to do. I would love it if you want to help me, because we've got to take some stands here. And this is a great spot to do that. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, before we do that, though, I do want to mention U.S. Constitution Week up in Grand Lake, Colorado. It starts today. It runs all week. The main event is on Saturday. I'm going to be up there. Patty's going to go with me, which is going to be just great. I will be the MC for the main event, and there will be a church service on Sunday in the park as well. So go to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for more information. That's Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll be talking with some women who are stepping forward to run for school board. Stay tuned.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That is kimmunson.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. We are an independent voice. We search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. Among some of the most important races in our country are these school board races. And I'm going to be talking with a number of school board candidates throughout this time here. I'm very excited to have on the line with me Jamie Lynn Davola, and she is running for school board in School District 49, which is Falcon. Jamie Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, tell us, first of all, School District 49 Falcon, what does that, is that part of the Colorado Springs metro area, or what is that exactly?
Yes, it is part of Colorado Springs metro area. We're kind of the Powers to Mark Shuffle corridor, the three seats that are open.
Okay. And so there, how many members on the board?
There are five members on the board.
Okay.
And there's three seats that are open for this race.
Okay. And you are running as a new candidate for this, correct?
Correct. Yes.
And Jamie Lynn, why? Why are you running?
So I have been a teacher for the last 13 years. I work at a charter school. My daughter is in kindergarten. And I have been slowly watching the education system erode in, right in front of our faces. As I'm sure everyone who's listening to this show can understand, there's a lot of concerning things that are going on in our education system, which is moving the direction of our nation, and it's been happening for the last 30 years or so. And so as an educator and a mom, I was very concerned, and my husband actually came to me and was like, hey, you would be a really good candidate for the school board. And I was like, are you kidding me? I am a full-time school teacher. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to be in politics. I know that it's a tough job, and it's a volunteer position. And he's like, well, you should think about this. You should pray about this. And so the more I prayed about it and really sought the Lord and was like, you know what? This is what I am calling you to do. This is what you need to do. Because our kids and our nation deserve better. They deserve a country that sees them for who they truly are, not on what people think they are, by categorizing them into categories of oppressed and oppressors. And they should have a voice. Parents should have a voice. Many, many parents are upset, just like I am. Many teachers are actually upset and are leaving the profession because they're being forced to teach things that go against their values. And so that is why I'm running for school board. I will not back down. I will be a voice for parents and for students who have values and want to have freedom and freedom of choice, parents' rights, not mandatory things like mandatory vaccines, mandatory masks. That is completely unconstitutional, and parents should be able to choose what is right for their own children.
You think? That sure seems like that makes sense. You know, Jamie Lynn, the other day I was saw some little kids out on their bikes, which I just love, and I saw they have all these really neat bike helmets. Now I'm old enough, we didn't have bike helmets, and maybe that explains a lot, I don't know, but anyway, really cool bike helmets, and I'm looking at them, I'm thinking, here parents are trying to do everything they can to protect their children, to protect them from harm. And so they put bike helmets on to protect them from physical injury, but a lot of parents have not realized what has been going on inside their heads with what is being taught, and we need to protect that as well. And I think maybe a blessing, Absolutely. Jamie Lynn, from COVID is that it has really awakened a lot of parents to this, the stuff that's being taught to our kids.
Right, it has. And so a lot of it has to do with remote learning as well. So I've heard stories of people who were just listening to the Zoom sessions that their kids were on or the classrooms that the kids were in with the devices. And they're like, wait a minute, what are you teaching my kid? And so there's been stories actual friends of mine who took their kids out of the school because their kindergarten student was being read a story about a narwhal that identifies as a unicorn, or the other way around. I can't remember exactly, but and she was concerned about that. She's like, why are you introducing that to my child? And then also, there's been stories of a teacher who had kids in a school, and she pulled them out and quit her job so she could homeschool her kids because her first grade student was being read a book about an alien named Z. And it says, meet Z. Z is not a he or a she. Z is just a Z. And so it's very, like, subtle innuendos that are being exposed to our kids, and that's not okay. And then on top of that, with the scores that we've seen, our report card for 2019 was so low. It was appalling. The kids aren't learning how to read, how to write, how to do math, and we're actually failing more than half of our students in those areas. And the role of education is to teach our kids. So we need to be teaching them the foundations of math, reading, and writing, and not throwing in all these innuendos and social justice issues and helping them to be activists politically with different, like, Black Lives Matter group and group, etc. So we need to get back to actually teaching our kids.
Oh my gosh, Jamie Lynn, you're singing my song for sure. And I mentioned this LEAP initiative that I'm working to defeat because it has an unelected, unaccountable board that would make decisions. And they get to choose their own replacements regarding who the vendors are. They have taxing powers. And they say our kids are falling behind. That's why they might need some after-school programs. I totally disagree. Our kids are falling behind because during the school day, instead of teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, science, history, teaching kids how to be critical thinkers, to assess things, we've been teaching them a bunch of things that divide. This critical race theory really teaches division and hate and racism. And so people are waking up. Jamie Lynn, how can people get more information? I so encourage all of you to adopt a candidate and help that candidate. And typically, I mean, the far left has seen, I mean, they have actually owned school boards for so many years. We did not really realize it. So now when everyday hardworking people step forward, they need your help because this is going to be a meat grinder. The left doesn't give up easily, Jamie Lynn. So how can people help you?
Absolutely. So something that's really important is in order for us to run, we need donations. We need funds. We need to be able to put up our posters and our handouts. And so a school board member needs to raise about $7,000 to $10,000 in order to run for school board in our district. So different races, different districts are different, but for us, that's how much we're about to raise. So they can contact me. They can go on my website at jamielynndavola.com, and I'll spell it because it's a little hard to remember. It's JAMILYNNDAVOLA.com.
Okay, that's JamieLynnDavola.com. That's School District 49. Jamie Lynn, thank you so much, and good luck.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and Ivy Lou is on the line with us now, and she is a board member for School District 49, and she's running for re-election. Ivy, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I am good. And as I was doing some research, I saw that actually in School District 49, that there had been a vote by the school board 3-2 on whether or not critical race theory would be taught in the Falcon School District. And that 3-2 vote said, no, it's not going to happen. But you were part of that, correct, Ivy?
Yes, I was. And I count myself blessed that I was able to be a voice for finding out not just your normal majority of parents, an overwhelming majority of parents across all political affiliations. So, yes, the three of us, myself, John, and Rick, when I came on the board only 4 months ago, a little bit over 4.5 months ago, I was appointed to take a vacant position I was voted in by the board, and it was just one of the first things we tackle, along with masks. We took the masks off K through five, and that was probably the first thing we handled. We were the only board. When I came on the board, we were the only board that had a conservative majority in all of El Paso, which is very sad because El Paso is the second largest conservative county in the country, and yet our boards have been taken over by the opposition, and policies were dictated that were not on to the benefit of conservatives. And so I was very, very happy to be a part of that decision for the mask, and also then the big, next big thing that came along, which is critical race theory. I did extensive research on it to make sure that the stand that I took was the correct one, in addition to being that of the majority, massive majority of the community. So, yeah, we're very proud of that. Of course, we have had a lot of pushback, a lot of accusations of, you know, being racist because we banned the CRT and so on and so forth. And I stand willing and ready to debate anyone who's willing to listen. I don't debate people that just want to come and argue and not listen, but I am willing to debate that point because it is horrible for a country. It is meant to be divisive. And it is what the enemy is trying to do, to divide this country so they can tear us down. They're trying to get rid of our democracy, our republic, and I'm not gonna let it happen as long as I'm on the watch.
Wow. And tell us, is critical race theory, just, you said you have done a lot of research on it. What would be just kind of the quick elevator speech that how you would explain what it is to people?
Well, it teaches people to hate one another. But in particular, only two races, whites and blacks, as if there are no other minorities in this country. But the basis is socialism / Marxism. When you divide classes, and in America, because we're so well off, there are no wealth classes. So what do? They pick on races, and they want to pitch one race against another. And this increased hatred for between races didn't start with CRT. It started way back when, a couple of administrations ago. When people hate one another, then there's progress is not made. And that's what I hate most against CRT, is that we're telling little children, they're starting to teach this to little children in some parts of the country where, you know, you're this color, so this is who you are. Instead of going by what God gave us, our natural abilities, what we're going to do with that, our self-motivation, our self-advocacy to get to where we want to go in life, which is what we're supposed to be teaching them, along with the very serious topic of academics, which Jamie addressed. We are so behind right now, and that could also have been part of the plan of the enemy.
Oh,
we distracted the school district with so many issues that we forget to teach the kids how to read and write. And again, as Jamie alluded to, since 2019, our scores have been horrible. In our district in particular, only 48% of the kids can read at grade level, which means out of two kids standing in front of you, one of the two cannot read at grade level. And in math, out of three kids standing in front of you, two of the three cannot compute math at grade level. We're in the most advanced nation in the country, and yet this is where we're at. It is not acceptable. All of us, not just board members, but community members, politicians need to jump on this and take issue with it and fix it.
Oh, most definitely. Hey, Ivy, let's go to break. When we come back, I want to continue the conversation with you. You're absolutely right. It is a crime that we are having kids go to school and they can't read and write and do math. It is absolutely a crime. We need to refocus the school day to make sure that that's occurring. And thrilled to be talking with Ivy Lou. She is running for re-election for School District 49. And this show's brought to you because of all the great sponsors that I have. Castlegate Knife and Tool is owned by two entrepreneurs. That is Hal and Linnea Van Herkey. And Castlegate Knife and Tool has knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. I was out there recently. They have a great knife sharpening service, and just so interesting, all the different blades, whether or not you are a chef or a sportsman or a collector. It's just fascinating what they have there. Also, check out their website. That's castlegate.com. Castlegate.com. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back with Ivy Lou.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You could email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And thank you to all of you who support us. I so appreciate each and every one of you. And be sure and check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. It is starting today. Constitution Day is the 17th. The main event will be next Saturday, and I will be up there for that. I'm so honored to MC that event, the main event, and then they have a great parade. So check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week.com. And on the line with me is Ivy Lou. She's on the school board of School District 49, which is Falcon in the Colorado Springs metro area. And she's running for re-election. Ivy, it is beyond belief to me. You just mentioned the results that some kids cannot read and write and do arithmetic at grade level. And it is a crime that we have let this happen, to graduate kids without giving them the tools of reading, writing, and arithmetic, all these things, just that great basic liberal education, liberal, classical liberal education, in which I am a product of a great public school education. But that was before all of this stuff started to happen. And it's a crime to not make sure that we get our kids to a point where they can read and write and do arithmetic.
It is a crime, and we need to do something about it. And I was one of those many community members that went to commissioners' meetings, you know, public protests and everything, and that was all great. But I found that being on the board, where I do actually my say, actually has the power to change things, has been very enlightening. And I'm going to fight to stay on the school board, not for any power or name recognition. I mean, we're volunteers. We don't get paid. And the first 4 months of my tenure as a board member, I think I was spending 30, 40 hours a week trying to get on all the issues so I understand it, so I can do the best job I can. I was a former naval officer, so I'm kind of like hung up on doing that job that I'm supposed to be doing and, mm-hmm. and doing the best I can. But anyway, the bottom line is, again, I'm the only conservative. We are the only conservative board in El Paso County. When I came in, I made up that third person that made up the majority on our board. And our opponents are working very, very hard to get rid of me. And so it is critical that either I, but hopefully all three of us, myself, Jamie Lynn Davola, and Lori Thompson, whom you speak to next, get on the board so we can proceed with the business of educating our kids, teaching them how to read and write again, get them caught up and beyond. You know, being caught up is great. It's our goal, but we want to get them beyond so they can move on to either college or some kind of skilled profession to make a life that they wouldn't have if they can't read or write. And I want to make a point that, because I was accused of this, I want to make a point that I'm not knocking the kids that currently are struggling or have dropped out or whatever. I am not knocking them. I am coming up with a way for our society so that we help those that are currently in school not to get to that point, and to also help those kids that have suffered from the lack of education to move on with their lives, because this is America, that you can do whatever you want. And no matter where you come from or what your circumstances are, my belief is that you can pick yourself up and get you where you want to be. So I'm not at all knocking those kids that are have dropped out or thinking about dropping out, or they're struggling with academics. We need to help all of these kids, along with making sure that our current kids in our current system does not get to that point.
Absolutely. Hey, Ivy, how can people help you?
Well, I'm going to come up right out and say it. The teachers union are coming in to fund our opponents. They're trying desperately to get rid of all three of us. And so we need the donations we do, and it goes towards public awareness, educating those who do not know what's going on in the school districts and the consequences of if the board were to be taken over by the opponents who have negative intentions for the district. By putting back CRT into the system and doing all these other things that takes away from education. So I'm also asking for donations. And my website is very easy, electivy.com, E-L-E-C-T-I-V-Y.com.
Okay, that's electivy.com. Ivy Lou, thank you so much.
Thank you for being a voice for the conservatives, Kim. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for stepping forward. And let's jump over here to Lori Thompson. She is also running for School District 49. Lori, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. It sounds like you three really have a battle down there. And this is the battle for our children. So why have you decided to run for school board?
You know, there was a lot of different issues that got my heart. But during the shutdowns, there was a lot of discussion of is the cure worse than the disease? And I saw that suicide rates among our teens were doubling and even tripling in some cases. And I thought, what are we doing to our kids right now? Why did we cut them off socially? And I understand the need to keep people safe. The other thing that really got my attention, of course, was critical race theory. The reason why I was so just incensed by that is my mother is Hispanic and Native American. My father was white. I was raised by incredible parents, and now what I see is that they're focusing on traits such as race, ethnicity, sex, and age to the exclusion of behavior, merit, character, and integrity. I remember back when I was in school, they used to teach citizenship, and I am just heartbroken that so many of our kids, not only can they not read and write and do math at grade level, but they don't have a pride for our country. And America is a great country. We're not perfect. There's always room for improvement. But what is the impetus to improve something that you don't respect? And so when I look at some of what's being taught to our kids, I watched in Denver where a teacher took her kids out to participate in protests. And it's like, to me, that's just, we have to teach our children how to think, not what to think.
For sure. So how can people help you? These races are so important. It sounds like the three of you, I've seen this. I've worked to try to get some school board members elected, and I've seen what happens with the teachers union. Although I think that this is unique. I think parents now have, the veil is coming off, the mask is coming off in what has been happening in public education. And so I think that this is an opportunity here. But the teachers union, I mean, the three of you are stepping into a meat grinder. You probably know that. I appreciate you doing that, but you really are, because once the teachers union gets power, they don't want to give it up. And so it is really important for community members to step forward and help you all.
And the interesting thing is we actually have some really excellent teachers in District 49, and there are a lot of teachers who are not on board with this type of teaching, no matter what the NEA tries to put forward. The best thing they can do is help us. We need volunteers. We need donations. I'm a little behind the eight ball because I jumped into the race late, and I really appreciate Jamie Lou and Ivy and how they have kind of pulled me up together. Right now, my website is in the process of being developed, and hopefully it'll be up and running this week, but it's electloriethompson.com, and that's L-O-R-I-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. So I should have that up and running this week. The other thing we need is we need volunteers. We need door knockers. One thing that's kind of unique about Falcon School District 49 is we are divided into districts. So each of the three of us have different geographical boundaries, and only the people in those boundaries can vote for us. And that's why we're going to need boots on the ground. We're going to need people to go door to door for us, to pass out literature, to talk to their friends. And that's the best thing they can do to support us.
Well, for sure. And I call this the election exercise program. And that is where people can adopt a candidate and can go out and walk for them and help them. They get exercise. It's a beautiful time in Colorado.
Exactly.
And you can help get these candidates elected. So, Lori Thompson, thank you so much, the three of you. I wish you all luck in this particular election. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And those candidates, again, are jamielynndevola.com. That is electivy.com and electlorithompson.com. And I know that they all would appreciate your help. My friends, we are letting our kids down if we don't make sure that we are teaching them reading, writing, arithmetic, and that this is America and that you are a unique individual and that anything is possible. And so our quote for today is from William Arthur Ward, and he said this: the mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, and the great teacher inspires. So my friends today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, and communicate and listen well. Live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. And my friends, I just realized that I have one more minute. I was looking at my clock the wrong way, and I just wanted to comment on this. We are Americans. We are in a daunting time right now for our country. We look at the education of our children. And when Ivy and Jamie Lynn and Lori talk about the fact that we have kids that are behind grade levels, and not just a few, but a lot of them, it's because we have let them down. We have been taking the school day and not really focusing on what they should learn, and trying to raise activists for an ideology that actually hurts them. We realize that that is not what we want to have here in our education system here in America. So as these people step forward to run for school board, to run for these different offices, go out and help them, because it's as if our country depended on it. It is as our country depends on it. So my friends, it's an honor to be in this battle with you. God bless you, and God bless America.
Expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.
Communications Network, GCN.